game that you get on? Is it card or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? Cause I know what them elf girls need from WoW to Emmy.
So we just watched it. Whoa, hey! We got a new category of predator here. It's the Rasta predator, it looks like.
Rasta man.
So yeah, we just watched the Predator.
It's stuck on my hat.
And yeah, it is there. Yeah, we just watched it, and I think we both kind of liked it. I think I liked it more than you did.
Right.
But I think we both rated it pretty high.
Yeah, we did. I'm putting it up at my number three. This is my third favorite Predator movie. What about yourself?
I put it at two. I'm going to put it right up there at two. I think it just ekes out over the second one. Predator 2, mostly because of the action sequences. And any movie where Gary Busey dies, I downgrade it. You can't kill the man, Gary Busey.
Yeah, I mean, even before the movie, they showed some previews, and they talked about the second one, the way Gary Busey died had to be epic.
They were showing that in the previews, and that was kind of epic. Well, like you pointed out, he got cut in half, but... Where did the top half go?
Yeah, look, the top never fell down.
Never fell. Yeah, he was hovering. So, yeah, I place it second, and you put it just below that at third.
Yeah, I honestly came in thinking this movie was going to be... I would have probably been comfortable walking out, but I liked it. It was pretty good.
With all the all the previews and the talk, I was expecting it to be bad.
Yeah.
And... with Shane Black, I don't know a lot of his work anyway, so I was kind of iffy on that. I didn't see a lot of the action sequences in the previews, so I think the action sequences really helped a lot to elevate it in my mind.
Yeah, I know you had also talked about some of the humor in it. It kind of didn't defer to you a little bit, or what do you think about some of the humor parts?
There was more humor than normal, but the first one had some humor in it too, but it was more kind of... I don't want to say dark humor, but it was a little different. But you had Key in it, so
yeah,
it's going to be a little humorous.
He's got to be the smart ass, or he's got to say something funny. He can't not.
Yeah, it wasn't enough to make the movie bad for me, but it was close. It was borderline too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're starting to get the yellow peaks on the humor part.
All right. Well, You ranked it your third one.
Second one.
Sorry, okay. I got it in my third one. Let's ask some people what else they thought.
Let's see what everybody else thinks.
Let's see.
Okay, and we're here with what's your name, sir?
John.
John. We just watched The Predator. What'd you think?
Surprisingly good. I loved it.
I mean, what did you think about the what did you think about the action sequences? I mean, where would you rank this among all the Predator movies that are out there?
I don't know if I can really say it's better than, the original Predator with Arnold, but, it definitely ranks up there.
I put it second. It jumped way up to second.
Any favorite part of the movies? What's your favorite part of this movie?
Without giving any spoilers, the big surprise,
Oh, right.
Stumped him.
I know, right?
Yeah. There are so many good parts, it's easy to get stumped.
Yeah, I was so surprised watching this movie. I'll be honest, I thought I was going to be walking out of this movie. Or I wasn't going to enjoy it as much as I did. So we were talking about it on the way out of the theater, and I was like, wow, that was way better than I thought.
Yeah, I did enjoy it a lot more than I thought I was. Because, most sequels tend to, kind of go a little downhill. And this one, honestly, just brought it all the way back up.
Did you notice they kept referencing the first two movies?
Oh, yeah.
I honestly was thinking that. I was expecting Arnold or Donald Glover. Donald Glover? Daniel Glover?
Danny
Glover, sorry.
Donald was Lando.
I was expecting a cameo from that, but it never came out, but it still was pretty good, right?
Yeah, I was expecting Arnold because, it's a new Predator movie, but...
We did get a Busey.
We did get a Busey.
actually played the guy's son, Key, so... So you gave it a thumbs up? Yeah. You liked it?
Two thumbs up.
All right.
I'd say so.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We have our second interview victim. What's your name, man?
Edgar.
Edgar, what did you think about Predator?
Really good. Like my friend said, I was surprised by it as well. Honestly, I thought it was going to be okay, but I was surprised at how good it really was.
I mean, what are some of your favorite parts? Without giving any spoilers, what are some of your favorite parts of the movie that came out?
Probably one of the towards the end, one of the action sequences at the very end, by the spaceship, without giving away spoilers, that was probably one of my favorite scenes.
Awesome. I mean, where does this movie rank with all the other Predators out there? Have you seen it? Which ones have you seen?
All of them. I love Predator. This one will probably be my fourth favorite, because you can't beat the classic with Arnold, and then the second one, and then I actually really love Predators as well. The last one that came out before this one.
Oh, yeah.
I really love that one as well. And this one, probably it's in tie with the last one.
I noticed your shirt, man. That's a badass shirt.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, thumbs up? Two thumbs up?
Easily. Definitely.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks a lot, Edgar.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks. All right. We got another victim reviewing the Predator movie. What's your name, man?
My name is Lenny.
Lenny?
Lenny.
Lenny.
Like Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, sweet, man. Yeah. Sorry about that.
You going my way?
Yeah.
What did you think about the movie?
I tell you what. I knew this movie wasn't going to be a hit, because some of the headlines kind of let you know that it wasn't going to be a blockbuster. But I enjoyed some of it, but ultimately I was kind of let down, because I felt like it had an identity crisis. And the comedy just took me out of the movie too much. But, you know, I'm an action junkie and I'm a big Predator fan, so, you know, it was okay.
There were a couple sequences I was a little questionable about. Like you said, maybe they tried to do too much, but I still liked it. It wasn't enough to drop it down on the list. But like I said, I put it up there at number two, right below the original. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I thought Predator 2 was better.
I'm easily entertained.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you seen all the Predator movies? Or?
You know what? I stayed away from AVP Requiem because I heard it was complete garbage. But I have seen I saw all the rest of them, and I would say this is probably about number three. The ending was a nice cliffhanger, so I'm excited to see what they have in store for the next one.
I gotta agree with you. I think I'm putting this one at number three for myself. Man, so thumbs up, thumbs down, halfway.
I give it kind of like tilting downward, but not all the way, because it is a little worth your money. But you know, they messed up again. Sorry.
You get to see a new category of Predator, also the big. What are they calling the Ultimate Predator?
Bad boy.
Yeah, steroid evolution. Predator.
All right, man. Well, thanks a lot.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Right. Well, we had two that liked it and two not.
Two that was meh.
Well, yeah. And then
no, one was
meh. One was meh, like almost thumbs down, but the other two we talked to loved it.
Well, the other dude gave it two thumbs up, so that counted kind of acts it. Yeah, overwhelmingly, positive review.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worth the money. Come see it if you like action. Yeah. If you like Predator.
Yeah, if you like any of the Predator movies, you're going to enjoy this one.
Yes, and it left it wide open for a sequel.
Yeah.
Very interesting sequel, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, especially the way it ends. And you just got to come check it out here at the Alamo Draft House. It was good, man. I mean, I'm still in shock that that I liked it. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I was fully expecting to walk out of there mad at the movie. And I wasn't.
Yeah.
So it was a quick, 2 hours, hour and a half?
Yeah, it went by pretty quick. I honestly thought, I'll be honest, I came in thinking I was going to be able to walk out and set up earlier, but I wanted to watch the movie. It was that good.
Just be glad there was no after credit sequence. So yeah, that's another thing, guys. You don't have to save for the after credit sequence.
No after sequence. So I set up pretty early, so it's pretty good.
So yeah.
Don't forget.
You can catch us on Facebook. YouTube. The El Paso Herald Post, and come to Alamo Draft. We want to thank Alamo Draft House for hosting us.
Yes, thanks, Alamo Draft House.
Beautiful Montecillo area.
Montecillo. Yeah, if you haven't been to the Alamo Draft House, you need to get out here. It's a great place. They're so awesome. I appreciate them hosting us.
They think outside the box.
Yes.
With movies. They always have the special events going on. Check them out. Thank you, Alamo.
Thank you. And thanks to Ray Rook Productions. That's me again.
That's him.
Thank you so much. Ray Jackson, fill in for Jack.
I'm Troy Zegner.
Good night.
And sleep tight.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Reeve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? 'Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to